begins his whole life as a baby, own baby. Because this is the only way to get here in this world. We have experience. When a baby is born, parents are so happy, grandparents are so happy. Usually everybody likes baby. Do you like a baby? Do you like babies? If a baby is born, we say, congratulations, so cute, so pretty, so precious. That is true. Why we like a baby? Because we see babies growing. Babies grow. Physical. Babies growing. They need stature, height, wisdom, knowledge, action, thinking, moving. It's growing. No matter how that baby is cute, pure, precious, pretty, imagine, it is very, very terrible thing if baby remain as a baby, as a born baby, in his whole life. Can you imagine that? Also, we have many children, babies in AICF. I'm so happy to observe they are growing, they are growing. I remember, he is so baby, but he's growing. They are growing. In spiritual life, exactly the same. The spiritual life starts as born baby of God. How can we become born baby, child of God? John 1:12 says very clearly, to all who accepted Jesus Christ, to those who believed in the name of Jesus Christ, God gave him power, authority to become children of God, child of God. God is our Father. We are His children. So we must grow. God is so happy to see us grow. If we do not grow, God is so unhappy, sad, because He is our Father, our God. The undeniable spiritual existence is where there is life, there is growth. Also in physical progress, we know to go to high school. Did you finish your high school? Do you have a whole high school degree? Public high school degree, PhD? To go to high school, we must leave elementary school. To go to university, college, we must leave high school. But we do not leave what we learned in elementary school, even though when we go to high school or university, college. In elementary school, we learn ABCs of reading, writing, speaking. We learned in elementary school how to read, how to speak, how to understand. And in high school, in university, we are using them. And we can read difficult books, heavy, thick books. Also in elementary school, we learn addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, arithmetic. Then in high school, in university, we use them in our mathematics. In high school mathematics, in university mathematics. So what we learn in elementary school is elementary. Elementary means foundation. Ground on which we can stand. And in spiritual progress, exactly same. We read just three verses. These three verses I introduced just like ABCs of Christianity. In these three verses, Hebrews introduces, shows six spiritual elementary teachings or doctrines of Christianity. They are elementary, very basic, elementary foundation, ground on which we must stand, we can stand. So we must be sure, we must be very strong, unshakable in this elementary foundation. But what is important is we should not stop here. We should go for further development, further progress. So we must practice these, how many? Six. We should practice these six spiritual elementary doctrines and teachings in our practical life. But we should not stop there. We must go. We must continue to go and go, go and on and on and on and on to build our higher building to progress. Okay? From these verses, six elementary teachings about Christianity, about Christ, let us make it very clear in short time. But we must practice them every day, every time in our Christian life. But we should not stop there. We should go on and on continually. Six elementary. First, repentance. Shall we say together? Repentance.
Repentance.
Number two, faith.
Faith.
Number three, baptism.
Baptism.
Number four, laying on of hands. Number five, resurrection. Last judgment, final eternal judgment. Shall we have a review? Review is very important. Okay, number one, six spiritual elementary teachings of Christianity or of Christ. Number one,
repentance.
Faith. Baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection, and finally,
judgment.
Then, remembering six elementary teachings, let us read one more time from verse 1 to 3. Okay, there you go. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death, and of faith in God, instruction about baptism, the laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment, and God committing we will do so. Christian life begins with salvation. Christian, please remember, Christian life begins with salvation. And what is the order of our experience in salvation? For example, conversion, justification, regeneration, union with Christ, and adoption as child of God. What is the order of our experience in salvation? Practically, all of them, conversion, justification, regeneration, union with Jesus Christ, and adoption, happen, take place at the same time, practically. But logically, there is order, just in logic. Logically, first experience we experience in salvation is conversion. Logically, first turning to God. It represents the human response to the call of God to his salvation. Then conversion. Conversion consists of two elements, repentance and faith. That is why first elementary teaching about Christ is what? Repentance is fundamental of all fundamentals. Without repentance, no start of a Christian life. That is why Jesus' first message, first preaching in his ministry on earth was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Also, John the Baptist's first message was same, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Luke, the book Luke, Gospel Luke, chapter 15, verse 7 says, there will be more rejoicing over one sinner who repent than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. So repentance is a fundamental of all fundamentals. What is the repentance? Taking the word in broad sense, repentance is a change of heart. You have a heart. Basically, repentance is a change of heart, but it has three elements, three aspects: intellectual, emotional, and volitional elements. For example, in intellectual element, repentance is change of view. Change of view. Did you experience the change of your view? Change of view with regard to sin. Christ and self. For example, change of view about sin. What is sin? Sin is anything, everything against the will of God. The biggest sin is not to believe in Jesus Christ as his personal Savior Lord. Also, repentance is change of view about Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus is the Savior and Lord of the world and God who became a man to die on the cross for your sin, for my sin, and to save the whole world through his most precious blood shed on the cross. Also, repentance is a change of view about self. What is your view about yourself? There is a change of view about self. I'm a sinner. I'm totally hopeless, helpless, powerless. So I need forgiveness. I need Savior. I need salvation. This is repentance in intellectual element. Change of view about sin, about Jesus Christ, about self. But we must know that true repentance never exists apart from faith. Why? Because we cannot turn away from sin without at the same time turning to God by believing in Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and Lord. Also, conversely, we can say true faith never exists apart from repentance. So repentance and faith are inseparably bound together. Repentance and faith go together. Did you experience real repentance in your heart? In emotional element, repentance is change of feeling. Sorrow for sin and desire for forgiveness are aspects of repentance. And in volitional element, repentance is change of will. You have a will. Change of will, change of disposition, change of purpose, This is the inward turning from sin. Surrender for forgiveness. And there is a disposition to seek pardon and cleanse. This is the repentance in our volitional element. Changeable will, changeable will, changeable feeling. Then next second elementary teaching about Christ, what? Faith. Practically, repentance and faith go together, cannot be separated from each other. We need to practice them every day in our Christian life. Faith. We know we are saved by faith. Everybody's life is ruled, governed by what we believe, in what we have faith. Whether you know or not, whether you are conscious or unconscious, you are driven, you are ruled, you are governed, you are controlled by what you believe. You know that? Believe. We are saved by faith. Bible says continue. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Therefore, since we have been justified, since we have been saved by faith in Jesus Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9 very clear. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. This is the gift of God, so that no one can boast. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. If you believe in your heart, Jesus died on the cross for your sin and rose again on the third day, you will be saved. This is not my word. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says very clear. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is my Lord. If you believe in your heart, Jesus rose again for your salvation. You will be saved. We must know that on how can we get saving faith? Can you get this saving faith by your power, by your effort? How can we get this beautiful faith? This save us. Also, this has both sides. On the divine side, on God's side, faith is gift from God. It means we have nothing to do to get faith. But at the same time, we know that on human side, we must practice our faith to grow in faith. That is why Romans chapter 10 verse 9 verse 17 says, faith comes from hearing the message. We are hearing the message of God. Faith comes hearing the message. That message is heard from the message, the word of Christ. Please remember, saving faith is much, much more than intellectual agreements, intellectual assent. Saving faith is a total surrender, total commitment to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Third element, what? Baptism. Did you receive water baptism? Did you receive water baptism? How about, did you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Water baptism is just a symbol of cleansing, as well as identification with Jesus Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. Water baptism is an outward symbol of inward spiritual experience. is continually the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit identifies us with Jesus Christ in his death, in his burial, in his resurrection. Also, the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. You are children of God. You know that the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit, with your spirit continually. Don't you know that you are a child of God? Don't you know that you are a child of God? Please do not forget. Remember, you are a child of God. You are a child of God. Holy Spirit witness, testifies with our spirit to proclaim our identity. Child of God. Just say together to self, I'm a child of God. This is the spiritual meaning of baptism. Number four, laying on of hands. Laying on of hands, in Korean we call it ansu, hands. But this is also a spiritual meaning. Laying on of hands is a symbol of sharing of some blessing or blessings. Have you received a blessing from God? If we have a blessing, we have a holy responsibility to share that blessing with others. This is a symbol of sharing our blessing or setting apart a person for special ministry, special gift. Yes, we know that. We have been saved apart from good works, right? We are saved only by faith plus nothing in Jesus Christ. Let me repeat. We are saved only by faith in Jesus Christ plus nothing. Good works cannot do anything for our salvation, but we are saved to do good works. We are saved to do good works. Ephesians 2:10 says, We are God's workmanship, created, means saved in Jesus Christ to do good works. Shall we say it together? To do good works.
To do good works.
Which God prepared for us to do in advance. Matthew 5:16 says, therefore, in the same way, let your light, we have light. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. And continually says, let your light shine in this world so that everybody may see your good deeds and glorify, praise your Father in heaven. This is, if we are really saved by faith, by grace of God, we have a special holy responsibility to do good works. This is called ministry in church, also mission outside the church. Number five, what? Resurrection. Do you believe resurrection?
Amen.
Yes, resurrection is our final hope. You know, if there is no resurrection, we are totally hopeless. We Christians totally miserable. We are doing totally something useless if there is no resurrection. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. He will live forever and ever. And Jesus encouraged and challenged, Do you believe this? Do you believe this? We all of us experience the remaining in our mother's womb. You remember your memory staying in your mother's womb? Just as 9 months or 10 months. Anyway, 9 or 10 months. 9 or 10 months we spend in our mother's womb. Or not an end, not a final purpose in themselves, but just a preparation for this life. So our this life is just a preparation for next world in eternity. How long can you live in this world, in our physical life? At most, we will live about 100 years. Can you live 200 years in this world? If you live 300 years in this world, your name will be recorded in Guinness Book, record book in the world. Congratulations. But no matter how long we live in this world, next world in eternity, no end. Our life in this world is shorter than just a blink of an eye. But the consequences of it will last forever. You know, one day, our hearts will stop beating. That will be the end of our body. That will be the end of our material time in this world. But remember, that will not be the end of you. Our physical body is a short temporary residence for our spirit in eternity. That is why Bible calls our body is a tent, T-E-N-T. Bible calls our body tent and refers our next body, future body, house, building. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 says, "Is our physical tent we live in is destroyed, ruined, we have a house from God, eternal building in heaven, not built by human hands." So as long as we live short physical life in this world, we must live in light of eternity. When we live in light of eternity, our values change. We will use our time, our material, our money, our talents more wisely. Our priorities will be reordered. Please remember, our physical death is not our termination, not our annihilation, but our transition into eternity. Bible says, this world is not our home. We are looking forward to our everlasting home in heaven. Usually, secular people say, if somebody dies, they say, he leaves home. But this is not correct expression. When we die, we do not leave home, but we go home. You know that? God bless you. Okay, last what? Judgment. Final judgment. Eternal judgment. Are you expecting that eternal judgment? Or afraid of this eternal judgment? There will be eternal judgment. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 says, just as a man is destined to die, how many times? Once. And after that, to face, to confront judgment. Someday we will stand before God face to face. Nobody can escape this day. Someday. Many people in this world spend their physical life trying to create a lasting legacy on earth. But we must remember that what ultimately matters most is not what other people say about my life, but what God says about my life. We are not put here on earth to be remembered by others, but we are put here to prepare for next world, next body in eternity. One day, someday, we will stand before God face to face, and He will do an audit of our life. We must give our final accounts to Him, right? In this final judgment seat, God will ask each of us individually only two questions. What is the most important question in your life? We have many, many questions. Where are you going? What is your name? How old are you? What is your job? What is your major? What school are you attending? Many, many, many questions. But what is the most important question in your life? In this final judgment, God will ask us individually, personally, only two questions. Please remember these questions. First, God will ask for us individually, what did you do with Jesus Christ? How did you treat with Jesus Christ? Did you receive what Jesus did for you? Did you learn to love and trust in Him? This is first question. God will ask all of us individually, personally. Second question. What did you do with all things I gave you? What did you do, all things, with your talents, with your gifts, with your resources, animals, relationships, materials, money? What did you do with all these things, what I gave you? Did you spend them on yourself alone, or did you use them for the purposes I made for? Are you ready to answer correct? Are you ready to give correct answer to these two questions when you stand before God face to face? That is why we must practice every day, every moment. How many elements? Foundation, exists. Repentance, faith, baptism, laying on of hands, and resurrection and final judgment. God bless you. God bless you. God bless all of us, so that we may be victorious in living Christian life in this world. For His glory, for His own kingdom. Shall we shout together? For His glory.
For His glory.
For His kingdom.
For His kingdom.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful blessing in our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus is our Lord, our Savior, our King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Jesus is God who became man to die on the cross for our sin, for our salvation, for our justification, for our regeneration, for our conversion, for our sanctification, finally for our glorification, for our victory. Thank you, Lord. Bless all of us in your name. In your name. Your name is the most powerful, precious name. That is Jesus Christ. Because salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name given to us under heaven by which we must be saved. Father God, if there is anybody in this room who needs repentance, faith, and salvation, please touch his or her heart and open his or her heart and receive, accept Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior and confess, Jesus is my Lord, my Savior, my God. God bless all of us with assurance of salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.